Hello, hi, and welcome or welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I am a business astrologer and strategist here to help you bring astrology into your business strategy so that you can start, grow, and scale your online business. As always, I'm super excited to be bringing you yet another episode. And if you're listening to this the day that it drops, this is actually really special because we are talking all about Aries season. And today, the day that it drops, March 19th, is actually the very first day of Aries season. And even if you're catching this after the release date, don't worry. Still plenty of wisdom for you to soak in with today's episode. So we're going to dive into what exactly Aries is and also go over some of the major transits that are happening this Aries season so that you can prepare for that, as well as some wisdom that you can bring into your business to use the power of Aries season as a business owner. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, happy astrological new year. Aries is super special because it is the very first sign of the zodiac. So whenever it's Aries season, this marks the beginning of a brand new astrological cycle, the start of a new zodiac cycle, if you will. And so with Aries season, there's a lot of new beginnings with it being the first, right? It's the beginning of spring. It's the start of a new season. It's also the beginning of a new month. So there's a lot to look forward to. And especially this previous Pisces season that we are just moving out of, it's been particularly heavy because Saturn is currently in Pisces. So Pisces season may have felt a lot heavier, a lot slower to move through for you. It definitely felt that way for me as somebody that has Pisces in prominent placements. I have Pisces in my Sun and my Mercury. So it felt especially slow moving this year, not as bright and sparkly as it usually is. But I'm really excited for Aries season this year, not only for that fresh new beginning, right, to start anew, but also to finally have forward momentum with the past few astrological seasons, Pisces, Aquarius, even a little bit with Capricorn, because of the transits that were happening, there was a lot of rest and restoration, but also a lot of effort around redefining and planning and just cerebral work, being in the head. So I'm actually really excited to be back into the body and to be moving forward with transforming a lot of those ideas into tangible actions, to actually do something with it and not just be plotting, planning, thinking about what to do next. And that's really the beauty of Aries as a zodiac sign. So Aries is, like I've mentioned, the first zodiac sign that we have in all of the 12 signs. It is a cardinal fire sign. So with fire being the element of Aries, fire is all about passion, spark. It is the ignition for action to occur. And fire really favors bold, passionate, loud planning, action, right? With all fire signs, there's a reward that happens for those who are not afraid to take action, to move forward, and to embrace the messy first draft, right? Rather than plotting and perfecting and really thinking about what is the most perfect version of this thing that I can bring forward. That's more of like Taurus season, which is next season, that refinement process. But with Aries, and with that fire element especially, there is a real pull to just embrace taking action and gathering the data from the action itself and using that in the refinement process rather than waiting on creating something that's perfect from the beginning. And I think a lot of this also attributes to the fact that Aries is also traditionally ruled by Mars. And so Mars is also the planet that represents a lot of these things, right? Mars is the motivator, the action taker, the war strategist. So it's not just about thinking for thinking's sake. It's also about like, what is the action that will occur for this? And really emphasizing the impact of that action rather than the thinking, the intellectual side of those actions. Something else that's really interesting is that Aries is a cardinal sign. So there are three modalities that each of the 12 zodiac signs can fall into. And for all of the cardinal signs, they're all marked by being the self-starters of the zodiac, being the ones that are independent, that are really good at launching ideas, not necessarily carrying an idea throughout an entire lifetime. Those are skills that are better attributed to the other modalities, but cardinal signs are really great for the ignition, the beginning, the start of something, right? And with Aries being a cardinal sign as well, this also marks the beginning of so many things. And so that's definitely energy that you can bring into your own business as well. There's something that's been really permeating in your brain to begin to start to ignite within your business. Aries season could potentially be a really great time for that, especially if you look to the area of your chart that Aries naturally rules over. So there's so many different ways that you can apply this. And as well, the Aries archetype is of the ram. And so when we think of the ram as an animal, the horns are super prominent. They're strong. They're forward facing. They're there for a reason. And the ram can use it for so many different ways, for protection, for a tool. There's so many different ways that you can apply it. And so with looking at the archetype of Aries, there's so much inspiration that can be drawn in the ways that you can apply the Aries attributes to your business. Now, I do want to say that this Aries season is a bit different than others of the past, because this Aries season, we're also carrying with us the eclipses. So I'm going to have a whole other episode about eclipse season of 2024, because there's too much to really dive into with just this episode. But with eclipses, it brings a level of unpredictable energy into the mix. And so even though we have all of these attributes that go into Aries and Aries season typically, there's also an element of unpredictability that's coming in with the eclipses, especially because we have the eclipses happening directly in the sign of Aries and Libra. And so we have the North Node that is already in Aries and the South Node that is in Libra. So in Aries season, with the North Node naturally falling into this sign, that level of unpredictability is going to be happening towards the areas of life that Aries naturally rules in your chart, but also where there is a pull outside of your comfort zone. It is a point of increase, if you will, as it's often described within Hellenistic astrology. And so this is an area of life where you're being naturally pulled to that may be outside of your natural comfort zone. Of course, that's going to depend on exactly where Aries is in your own chart, et cetera, et cetera. But the point being that with the eclipses happening in Aries season, this one's going to go a little differently than Aries season will typically go through. And it will also have a lot of really important lessons for you and your business. So with all that being said, let's get into some of the major transits that are happening this Aries season, which is March 19th until April 19th. So on March 19th at 11:07 p.m. Eastern time, the sun will move into Aries. So this is really exciting. We're going to be finally getting out of the slow moving process of Pisces and getting out of this feeling like we're moving through mud almost. That often happens when major planets, especially when there's conjunctions happening between the sun and Saturn. So sun being our vitality, our ego, it's like the strength of our connection to self, right? With it being really close to Saturn for most of Pisces season, there was this feeling of like lack of vitality. It's almost like the sun being like hidden behind the clouds. It's not as strong. It's not as bright. It's not as radiant as it normally is. And then the sun is also naturally weaker in Pisces in terms of strength too. The sun being a fire luminary, it likes being in fire signs naturally. So the sun actually gains a lot of strength, a lot of momentum as we move into Aries season. That will naturally add a sigh of relief for many of us, a lot of motivation again towards those Aries themes, those traits within the Aries archetype. And then there's also the sense of relief too, because the sun is moving away from that contraction it was naturally feeling being so close to Saturn as the planet of restriction and of karma and consequences. So we have that going on. Then on March 25th, there's going to be the first lunar eclipse that is happening. It's a full moon and a lunar eclipse happening in Libra, so in the South Node. And I should also mention too, the nodes always happen in with pairs, and they always happen in sibling signs. So that's why when we talk about the eclipses, we have to keep in mind that it's not just Aries, it's also Libra as well. So that full moon lunar eclipse is going to be going, you know, it's most prominent, it's most direct at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is going to be really interesting because it's highlighting the South Node of Libra, the space where we have a natural restriction, where our comfort zone may already be, and the spaces where we're being asked to reevaluate, to reconsider, to find a new perspective around those librarian ideas, those librarian traits that we have. We're seeing this in the ways that people are getting really fed up with the current conditions of things within politics, within the economy, the global impact of war, of genocide, of global violence that is happening. All of this deeply connects to the astrology of this time. And so we're being asked from the eclipses, as well as with Pluto and Aquarius transit that's happening and that will continue to happen for the next 20 years. What does this mean for our relationship to each other? What responsibilities do we have for taking care of one another? And if we haven't been prioritizing that, okay, how are we going to begin to start making space for that? What are the consequences of us not being able to do so? And then on March 18th, going back a little bit, we have Mercury retrograde pre-shadow period. So this is really interesting because Mercury retrograde happens every year, multiple times a year. It's a lot of fear around it. Again, there's also going to be an episode on Mercury retrograde. So if you're catching this live, it will be occurring actually after this episode. If you're not listening to this, watching this live, then it'll be linked in the show notes below. So go ahead and check that out. But the pre-shadow period is a two-week period prior to the official start of Mercury. This is when the planet impact is going to begin occurring. So this is about 2 weeks from the official start of Mercury retrograde, which is going direct, is happening on April 1st. So with this, you want to start preparing ahead of time for Mercury retrograde. So because it's going to be occurring in the sign that Mercury is in this year, all the three Mercury retrogrades that are occurring in 2024 will happen in fire signs. So what does that mean, right? Mercury rules over communication, commerce, ideas. And being in fire signs, there tends to just be a lot of miscommunication that happens, a lot of tendency to speak before you think, to have arguments, disagreements that are occurring because there's not a whole lot of like connection between like, okay, let me really think through what it is I'm going to say. So one of the ways that you can naturally prepare for this is to take note of where you have that inclination to just say what's on your heart and not really like think it all the way through. Take some time to really like give yourself space to do that. And then, of course, just being mindful again of the area of where your Mercury is naturally sitting, where Aries is in your chart, and just prepare for that. Because again, like I said, April 1st,
Mercury retrograde is beginning. So this is going to officially start at 6:14 p.m. on April 1st. So you have a little bit of time, but there's really nothing to fear with Mercury retrograde. And in fact, this can be a really powerful time for you as a business owner, especially if you have Mercury naturally in your birth chart as well.
Now, moving solidly into the rest of April, on April 5th at 12 a.m. Eastern Time, Venus is going to move into Aries. So this is super exciting for my fellow Aries Venus. For my fellow folks that have Aries in Venus, happy Venus return. So with Aries being in Venus, naturally Venus doesn't love being in Aries. So there's going to be a little bit of restriction around that. But again, Venus is a powerful benefic sign. So it really favors leaning into themes of not just beauty, perfection, and aesthetics, but it's also about attraction energy. And so with Aries being there, how can those Aries themes, those Aries traits within the Aries archetype connect to Venus and the ways that you naturally like to express or attract these traits to you? And then finally, to round this out, we have the new moon in Aries on April 8th. That will be going direct at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. So with the new moon here, again, we want to be mindful because the new moon naturally starts a new lunar cycle. However, you want to be mindful that the energy of the eclipses are going to be hanging around too. So again, this isn't going to be like a typical new moon energy. I always like to say, if you're somebody that is into manifestation with the new and the full moons, right? Do what works for you. But my rule of thumb typically during eclipse season is that you want to release the control. So you don't want to necessarily go in with the typical ideas of like how you would be manifesting with a new or the full moon that is happening that month. Instead, you know, if it feels good for you to do your rituals, definitely do that. But release the attachment to any kind of like outcome, because again, the eclipses bring that level of unpredictability to things. And so the outcome that you may be hoping for, it may come forward, right? With the energy of this new moon in particular, it might not. And even if it does, it's more likely to take a different form than how you're expecting. So just, you know, be open and be mindful of that.
All right. So how can you use this Aries season as a business owner? So like I mentioned throughout the episode, you want to always adhere and honor and take note from the Aries area of your chart. So what house does Aries rule in your chart? Do you have any planets that are here as well? Always want to honor this before looking at any transits, because your natal chart, your birth chart, is always going to be static. This is never going to change. But the transits are always changing. They're changing every hour, every day. And so you want to take note, of course, of what your base energy is. And that's really going to help you to predict and prepare of how to interact with these transits. Another thing to keep in mind is that Aries really commands that bold leadership. So if Aries rules over a prominent placement for you, it's in your sun, moon, or your rising, regardless of what's going on with the eclipses, this is going to be a time to shine for you. So plan accordingly for that. And then also, if you have Aries in a major planet, so beyond your sun, moon, or your rising, if Aries is also in your Mercury, your Mars, or your Venus, this can also be a really good time to leverage the themes of those planets as well. Because all of the personal planets, all of the traditional planets really connect to business in really powerful ways. And so when you can use the transits in that way as well. What planet does Aries rule over in your chart? And even if it's in a planet or an area of the chart, a house in the chart that it doesn't necessarily enjoy being in all that much, you can still use that to your advantage. Ultimately, Aries season is really here to support you in learning how to use your voice, how to step forward, and to claim ownership of the leadership that you already have. So how can you take up more space, command that leadership within your business, and really treat your business with the respect that it deserves, so that it can ultimately support you as the business owner that you are? I am really looking forward to how Aries season is going to shape up for all of us. And definitely let me know what Aries rules in your chart. Do you have any planets there? What house does it rule? What are you looking forward to with this Aries season? All right, that's absolutely everything I have for you in today's episode. And if you want to get even more support with how to use Aries season to your advantage as a business owner, I have a few ways to do that. First, make sure that you join my email list, because every month I send emails just to my email list about how to use the energy of the new moon and the full moon each month. So definitely check that out. And then of course, if you want a breakdown of how these transits are going to affect your chart personally, then I recommend that you book a reading with me. You can book either a business astrology reading, which will go over how your midheaven and your wealth houses work together in order for you to bring astrology into your business strategy, or you can book a business energetics reading, which does all of that and also brings in the gene keys. So information for that, as well as everything else I've mentioned in this episode, can be found in the show notes. So go ahead, check that out. All right, I will see you in the next episode. Bye.